USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Jefferson, Colorado County Sheriff Jeff Schrader says Sol Paez, the woman who prompted schools in and around Denver to close, has killed herself.
The FBI recently just confirmed that they have found Ms. Paez deceased from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Schrader adds,
we are concerned to get kids back to school, and so we're going to continue working with the school district, the school safety team.
Paez caused a massive scare across the Denver area after the FBI learned she flew to Denver from Miami and purchased a shotgun. She was reportedly obsessed with the Columbine High School shooting. President Trump is saying he will hold a news conference after the release of the redacted Mueller report on Thursday. We're also hearing that Attorney General William Barr will hold his press conference at 9:30 a.m. Eastern Time, right after the Mueller report is released. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Pros know doing it right means getting more bang for your buck, because putting more toward your bottom line is good for business. Lowe's does it right with savings on the brands you trust. Come in now during our Stock the Shop event to save up to 25% off select tools and accessories from DeWalt, Irwin, Bostitch, and more. Like $40 off a Bostitch 16-gauge finished nail gun now for just $139. For your next job and the next, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 421. See store for details. U.S. only.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
Attorney General Bill Barr is establishing a new precedent in immigration cases that will keep thousands of migrants seeking asylum in detention centers for months. New York Republican Congressman Peter King tells Fox News something has to be done.
The reality is we can't take everybody in, and we have to look carefully at these asylum claims. As it turns out, many of them turn out not to be real, to be phony, but it gets the person in the country, and then they disappear or they come back 2 years later. For a court hearing.
The congressman also says he's willing to work out a deal with Democrats.
I think what the Democrats should be doing is they should be making a counteroffer saying they would agree to this if the president would move on the Dreamers and TPS. Then we would get grounds for compromise. But they just reject everything that the president proposes.
2020 Democratic hopeful Robert O'Rourke defended his meager charitable giving on Wednesday by saying he doesn't report all of his donations to the IRS. The giving rate of O'Rourke and his wife was 0.3%, which is well below the national average. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With the Mueller report set to be released on Thursday, former independent counsel Ken Starr tells Fox News if he were Attorney General William Barr, he would stand outside the halls of Congress so he could answer any questions any congressman on the Democratic side of the aisle or Republican side would have for him.
Well, I've had no conversations with Bill Barr, whom I hold in very high regard, but I would just say this. I'm speaking as an alumnus twice of the Justice Department, including serving under Bill Barr. He's extraordinarily able and smart, so he doesn't need my advice. I'm speaking as a citizen who has served in the Justice Department. This would build, I think, public confidence in what he has done if he stands and explains it, rather than waiting for a congressional hearing, which will be a week or who knows how long.
And regarding Bill Barr's comments last week at a hearing regarding the Trump administration being spied upon, Starr says,
all fair-minded Americans should want to know everything. We should want to know everything we can in terms of the Mueller investigation. How did the whole special counsel investigation get started? And there are many questions that have been raised. And what Bill Barr said is, you know, there are concerns. He's not jumping to a conclusion. He's a very good lawyer. He's not jumping to a conclusion, but he said, we're going to look into it. And if Bill Barr is personally interested in this, believe me, very talented, honest lawyers, investigators in the Department of Justice are going to get to the bottom of this. And I think it's going to be helpful.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.